Welcome to Talking Baloney.
Calvin Coco Pop.
This is
Boucher. Oh, gosh.
What is going on?
No script allowed.
What are you, some kind of bot? Come on, people.
Oh, yeah.
You want a pickle, you gotta give him a pickle, right?
I want to be a movie star.
Wow, that sounds so interesting.
Fresh and quick.
Pudgy pizza.
Part of the Baloney Nation.
Jim Deasy.
You guys still there?
What's going on?
We are Talking Baloney. We are back.
We are live.
And Jim, who's with us today?
Well, we're bringing the part two of the Michael J. Fox show to the viewers. And we brought our special guest, Melly Mels, on for her special input.
Oh, yeah. Thank you guys for having me on again. Yep. Surprise, surprise.
So, Melly Mels, you did see last week's show.
I did. I was listening to it and writing you guys as I was listening to you make comments about me.
So what's your response? What do you have to say about Michael J. Fox that you're here and visible to everyone?
Okay. Well, I said that I loved Michael J. Fox. That's how I feel about it. No, I actually, Michael J. Fox reminds me of my dad. So that's one, like, it's nostalgia for me. We went to go see Back to the Future was something that we really loved in my family. We actually went to the movie theater to watch it. And my boyfriend at the time had worked at the movie theater. So he got us seats to sit in the very front row of the movies. You guys probably can guess how much of a fun time that was.
What the theater was that? The 1-2-3?
It was at Regal. What was it at the time?
Hoyt Cinema 10.
It was Hoyt Cinema. And my dad actually went to the movie theater. And I think that was the only time I know that my dad really went to the movie theater. So he loved Back to the Future. He loved Michael J. Fox. But I really like Michael J. Fox, and I enjoyed those movies most of all, the Back to the Future movies. My favorite Back to the Future movie is the first one.
Okay. And what's your feeling on the third one? Because that's where Jim Deasy had some dislikes.
The third one was okay. I don't know. I didn't dislike it.
That's not a rave review, I gotta say.
I would say too, you know, sometimes Jim Deasy gets a little hung up on like the fantasy part of things where he doesn't.
Aha.
Yeah. So he has a hard time with that. So that might be where I don't know why he didn't like it so much, but Jim? I thought it was pretty good.
Hey, you know, I have to maybe agree and disagree. I just think the movie wasn't just as good as the other two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not so much on the fantasy aspect because there was more, you know.
Maybe Western, like you're not really into Western.
I like Western movies, though, if it's Clint Eastwood.
I see.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're baffled.
Yeah. I just wasn't into the whole Michael J. Fox going back in time to go into a Western, you know. It wasn't my thing.
Right, because he literally.
I like Michael J. Fox, and I love Back to the Future movies. Just part three, I just didn't like it.
I don't know what to tell you.
All right.
So, yeah. So that was like my thing on Back to the Future. I did like Teen Wolf as well. That was another movie that I really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. Now we're talking.
Yeah, but I was actually surprised because I didn't watch the second one. Was it the second one where you guys said he was like it was a college?
So the second one starred Jason Bateman.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but the first Teen Wolf movie I really enjoyed. We watched that in my house a lot too. So
yeah. And how about Family Ties? You grew up watching Family Ties?
Yeah, Alex P. Keaton. That's
there
right.
You go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually recently, I think James brought it up, we were watching a travel show. What was that guy's name that does the show? So we were we watched this, it was like Back to the Future, and the premise behind it was that they were finding pieces of the DeLorean because in the picture they had, like people were disappearing from the picture. And if they got all of the pieces together, Michael J. Fox was actually going to auction off this DeLorean for charity through his charity. Mm-hmm. And so they went through all of this, Christopher Lloyd and this gentleman. And I should see if I knew we were talking about this. I would
Josh somebody from the Discovery Channel.
Yeah. So they did this whole documentary and actually talked to people that really collect all of the cars, like the DeLorean cars. And they have all this merchandise, and there's these museums that have all of this stuff about Back to the Future in it.
Apparently there's like a Comic-Con for Back to the Future people.
Yeah. And in the end, they actually, spoiler alert, because, you know, good etiquette and all, you guys, it schooled me on that.
this was actually on about 8 months ago, folks. So if you haven't watched it yet, you're living under a rock.
I know, but I'm just saying spoiler alert because you guys chastised me over that. So... but anyway, so in the end, they get all the pieces, and then Michael J. Fox can auction it off through his charity. So.
Okay.
And they do build a DeLorean in the end of the show.
Yeah, they did.
And Michael J. Fox makes an appearance.
Yeah, he does. And I actually listened to a Michael J. Fox interview with Marc Maron not so long ago. And he, I just have a heart for people that really he's got his illness, and he really tries. Like he's out there and he's putting his best foot forward, and I think that's really brave. So
yeah, so today we're going to be talking the later part of his career, which this is all pretty much post Parkinson's diagnosis.
Yeah. He actually talked on Marc Maron about how he the one day he was at their house and he tripped, I think it was over the dog, and he ended up like breaking his back and was in really bad shape for a while because it just his coordination just isn't there anymore with Parkinson's.
Yeah. And yeah. I know from reading he became like kind of an alcoholic for a few years and
yeah.
Because you know, obviously dealing with that type of diagnosis is pretty bad.
Yeah.
So we're doing part two, Michael J. Fox. And where we left off, 1994, he does the movie Greedy. That is with Kirk Douglas, Nancy Travis, and you can see Phil Hartman in that photo as well.
It's got, what's that guy's name? If you put the graphic back up, it's the third guy from the back row on the right.
Third guy on the right?
Yep. Third guy on the right. Just above the kid in the blue shirt. That guy's head poking up in the middle. He's like a bad guy in a lot of movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a bad guy on Justified. And
yeah.
He was in a sitcom, like a Ted Danson sitcom or something.
Mm-hmm. I almost feel like he made an appearance in Cheers or something at some point. Maybe.
Maybe.
I think you're thinking of the Ted Danson show he did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember Greedy?
Yes, I do.
Thoughts, Jim?
It's a good movie. I'm not going to give it like a 5-star review or anything, but it's a good, you know, hey, want to sit back and watch a good movie for an hour and a half? There you go. It's got a little bit of a value story to it, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I did not see it. Sorry.
Oh.
I just was interjecting.
Okay. Biggest Michael J. Fox fan we know and did not see Greedy.
I did not. No. Interesting. Sorry, guys. Mm-hmm. Listen, my TV, I've told you guys this before, my TV and movie watching has gone downhill since I have multiple jobs and I was getting college degrees. So.
Okay. So 1994 is the year the movie came out.
Okay. Well, I was going to college. Okay.
I kind of feel like there was a shot over education levels there. Like it was like, hey, I'm better than you.
It definitely wasn't that.
I think we were going to the same college.
We probably were.
We were in the same classes.
Did we take some of the same classes, Joe?
I remember saying to you, hey, did you see Greedy over the weekend?
I don't think you did.
No, I hate Michael J. Fox.
No. Too good for this stuff.
No, that is completely false, everybody out there in PlayStation. Although, Joe, did we really take class together?
You don't remember?
No, I don't. What did we take?
Snobby people.
We were both in business administration, and we took pre-calculus together.
Oh, we took pre-calculus together, did we?
I think we took accounting.
I wasn't in business administration, I'm sorry to tell you.
Well, we definitely
Was that beneath you?
No. And the reason I said that was, which I should have taken business administration as a degree, but I took computer science, and I was the only girl in my classes.
Mm. At CCC?
Yeah, in computer science.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you remember Craig Hill.
Well, he was in the class too.
Yeah.
I don't remember that class.
Someone just got put on the spot.
Wow. Whatever. Anyway. All right.
We had two classes together. Obviously memorable experiences for everyone. I didn't really
remember. Sorry, Joe.
Yep.
So Greedy is the story of Kirk Douglas, a billionaire who's trying to get rid of his money. And everyone in the family is kind of after it.
They want their piece of the pie.
They do.
But Michael J. Fox shows them true love.
Well, you know, I think the movie kind of has everyone kind of scheming. But Michael J. Fox and Nancy Travis are the first to kind of give in and show some heart.
It doesn't look like it's going to start that way with those two either.
No.
No.
So after that is a movie we've talked about before, The American President, Michael J. Fox, now acting with the son of Kirk Douglas, Michael Douglas. Back-to-back movies with the Douglases.
This is a, he's like the what, the press secretary or something, or?
Yeah, he's kind of like George Stephanopoulos.
Very, very alike. Characters are very similar.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that.
It's a romance movie.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox is just a supporting character. It's really the love story of Michael Douglas and Annette Bening.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's a lobbyist or works for a lobbyist group.
I remember she was a lobbyist, and then there was scandal about that. And he was the press.
Decent movie. Back when people in the White House actually, never mind, we're not a political show.
I might want to just stay away from opinions.
Did you see Aaron Rodgers was named MVP?
Wow. Yeah. Well, apparently, most valuable person of the year, I guess, you know, getting all your medical advice from if you need it, folks. We've got a cow that broke its leg, call Aaron Rodgers. He'll get you hooked up and, you know, got a family member dying of a blocked aorta, call Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. He'll help you.
You're not wearing your doctor hat today for people to call you.
No.
Because I don't pretend to know anything about medicine.
All right. So moving along. His last major starring role in a movie, 1996, Frighteners.
I like this. I always like this movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
I think it falls into the cult classic kind of realm because it wasn't a huge hit.
Was it a scary movie?
It has some spots in it. Yeah. But I mean, it also has what's his name in there that plays the crazy drill sergeant. He's in a couple military movies, and he shows up in this as a ghost. And
Lee Emery.
Yes.
Plays the drill sergeant in. Yeah. With the most famous movie of all time for drill sergeants.
Full Metal Jacket?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see.
But he's in it. But there's a lot of supporting cast in this movie, too. And he's basically, they're trying to find out. He's like, he can see ghosts. He's actually living with a ghost, or a couple of them in his house, right, that he was building for his wife.
So his wife dies, and then he gets the power to see ghosts, and he befriends them, and but then he uses the ghost to haunt other people so he can get paid to get them to leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a little bit of a con man kind of thing.
Gotcha.
But then he uncovers that there's like a Grim Reaper who's like actually killing people.
Oh. So
then it becomes like a kind of a action adventure mystery.
Yeah, it gets a little dark at the end. It gets a little dark towards the end of the movie.
Yeah. Sounds pretty dark.
Do you know who directed Frighteners?
Martin Scorsese. No, I'm just kidding.
I would go to my old reliable claim. James Cameron. Michael Bay.
Close. Not Scorsese.
No, that was a good effort. Good try.
I mean, Scorsese is a kind of a that's a long shot. I mean,
it was the first person that popped in my mind. I thought we were playing trivia.
Oh, so, we can.
Yeah,
turn this into trivia.
I wanted to win, you know. So
it was Peter Jackson.
Oh, Peter Jackson. Okay.
Yeah. Jim's favorite movie franchise. Lord of the Rings.
That's why I don't know.
I see.
Yeah.
Wants to watch a bunch of hobbits run around.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so, is it the wrong movie?
No, you got it right.
All right.
At least you got it right.
I can't believe you got that right.
I know.
I must get me precious.
That's oh, right, goodness. Too.
Wow. Next thing you know, we'll be talking about Gandalf or Gandolfini and riding around on broomsticks.
Gandolfini?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, moving on.
You're such a hater.
So, Frighteners actually was like groundbreaking special effects at the time. Mm-hmm. It's a cool movie. You should check it out.
Okay, good to know. Since you said it wasn't scary, I'll give it a shot. Watch it sometime.
I'm sure it's available.
Not like a horror movie.
No, there's no slasher stuff going on. People do get shot.
I mean, what do you consider like Ghostbusters?
That's okay.
Yeah,
Ghostbusters.
It's like Ghostbusters.
Okay.
It's in that vein. It's okay. Like funny.
Yeah.
The next movie Michael J. Fox did is Mars Attacks.
He looks like he's playing a jerk character in that movie.
Yeah. Did you see Mars Attacks? Because pretty much every human in the movie is a jerk.
See, I'm finding that there are really big holes in my television watching. Movie watching? What year was that?
1996.
Okay.
So you would have been still in college.
Mm.
Yeah.
No.
No?
I was done with college. I think I had gotten married.
You know, we have 100 streaming services at home. You could watch any. You could just type in a genre of Michael J. Fox, and they'll all pop up.
I understand that. Unfortunately, there's this little thing called time.
And we also learned a few weeks ago that she doesn't know how to use a lot of it.
Google Voice. I can use it. I said I didn't have the energy to figure it out, at least the remote.
Well, some of it you just say, hey, Google.
I know. I did that, and it was not good. Because yeah,
like you don't even have to get instruction manuals out for something. You take it out of the box, plug it in, go, hey, Google.
No, I know, and I do watch streaming shows. I just that with the new TV, and I was trying to use the new tech. It was just that I didn't have the energy.
Yeah,
but the time is, anyway.
Takes a lot of time to get away from watching Sister Wives and stuff because, you know. Well,
I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
Okay.
So, you know.
She does a lot with the old Tic Tac, too. She loves her Tic Tac.
I have a shameful Tic Tac story. Do you guys want to hear it?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Okay. So, this is how bad it has become. So one night I decided, usually what I do is I'll go in the bedroom at some unearthly hour, like 9 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock, and I'll read. But then sometimes I turn on ASMR, like those relaxing ASMR videos, and it helps me fall asleep. Well, I decided that night that I was going to look at TikTok. And 5 hours later, I was still, yes, I wasted 5 hours on TikTok.
5 hours?
Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad. And the even worse part is that I'm in a new competition at the gym, and I was supposed to weigh in the next morning. But because I didn't go to bed, it was like 1 a.m.
Wow.
I ended up canceling my gym appointment and not weighing in because I didn't go to the gym. And then I got chastised the next day for not weighing in on Tuesday. I weighed in on Wednesday, and I was too ashamed to tell them that I was I didn't come because I was on TikTok until 1 in the wow. morning.
You know, this is a moment that you come across very seldom in life where Talking Baloney can give a good PSA announcement that you should really be monitoring your adult parents' TikTok time.
It was really bad. You know what sucks me in are the dog videos, like the talking dogs. And the talking cats, the three southern cats. I don't know if you guys haven't checked it out. They're like cursing cats. They're no. really funny. So I get sucked in, and then next thing you know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Mm.
5 hours.
And you're shamed. You're ashamed of yourself because, you know, as a grown up, you should know better than to be on, you know, the
internet. It's like half of my day's work shift.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was ridiculous. How long? And I was like, yeah, it was bad.
Anyway. You could have watched almost the entire Back to the Future trilogy in that time.
There's a lot of, I mean, if you really are bored and you want to waste some time in your life, just get on TikTok and start scrolling it up and watching videos. Next thing you know, 5 hours later, and then you'll be too ashamed to tell people what you were doing the night before, you know.
Wow, you just told our huge audience.
I did, and so everybody knows.
Over
now,
one listener.
One listener. I was actually also thinking about how, okay, I'm having second thoughts about some of the stuff I said about Johnny.
Johnny Lawrence.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, and not particularly about Johnny, particularly about me saying that I don't have patience with people that really mess up, because I was thinking about it, and that's not true. Okay. I do tend to have grace for people that do mess up. It just, Johnny in particular, just gets under my skin, I guess.
Folks, you can see the sincerity in her eyes.
I just wanted people to know that I'm really not careless. A jerk. Like a jerk. It's important for me for people to not think I'm a jerk.
That's good. That's good.
Okay.
Anyway, that's my confession. My second confession for the day.
Wow. I'm sure there'll be more.
Yeah. I have no idea where this show is going now.
I know.
I mean, if you're a Catholic with this amount of confessional you've done, you just, like starting fresh all over again.
Well, I was listening to it and I was thinking, you know, that's not exactly accurate. Anyway.
Well, all right. I mean, he did play the jerk in like every teen movie for like a 4-year period.
Yeah. So,
I mean, he probably grew up with a natural dislike. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was just thinking about the whole thing with the wife and then Allie. And, you know, I was rethinking that. I was like, you know.
Read into it too much, basically, is what you did.
I was getting too emotionally involved.
Yeah. Cobra Kai does that to you, folks. It does it to you.
Yeah.
It pulls you in.
Jim is totally emotionally involved.
Yeah.
Sucks but, right in.
You know, we're talking about Michael J. Fox. Anyway,
sorry, guys. I'm sorry to take it on a tangent. Yeah. I won't be invited back. Sorry, people. I probably won't be invited back anymore after that.
Well, let's get back. So Michael J. Fox returns to television in 96 with Spin City.
Oh, yeah.
You'll notice here that Christopher Lloyd guest starred because...
Why not?
Pretty much anytime Michael J. Fox shows up, Christopher Lloyd is sure to follow.
Yes. And you can tell he really loves Michael J. Fox from the documentary thingy that I watched.
Yeah.
He really adores him.
Talks about him quite a bit through the whole show.
He does.
Yeah. I feel like there is a, you know, a kinship there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they like each other.
Mm-hmm.
Spin City. Did you watch that show, Jim Deasy?
I did catch some episodes of the show, and it was funny. It was a funny show. Reminded me a lot of Night Court. Mm. Kind of that same kind of vibe to it.
Okay.
Yep.
Melly Mel's never saw it.
I was trying to remember.
Of course not.
What year was that, Joe? Remind me.
It was 96 to 2001.
Okay, well, I was having children during that time, or one.
Oh, here we go. I'm better than you.
Wasn't watching a whole lot of TV.
Yeah, that's the last thing pregnant women do is watch television.
No, I wasn't watching TV.
You'd never see him just sitting on the couch, relaxing, watching TV.
This cat was not watching TV.
Look at me. I'm birthing a baby.
I was watching.
I don't have time. I'm cooking and cleaning.
That's right.
And nurturing.
That's right. That's right. Not really watching TV. I really wasn't the one that was coming home and playing computer games, okay?
Now the truth comes out.
We'll save that for our divorce episode.
Wow. So we got next week lined up. Coming.
Special confessions all over the place.
How to divorce your spouse for little or no reason other than not being there.
Is that really important anyway?
Okay, so Spin City. Spin City was a show where he was like a George Stephanopoulos type character mm-hmm. in the mayor's office.
Yeah.
And as a sitcom, it wasn't like a great show.
Okay.
It was an okay show.
But it lasted quite a few seasons.
Yes.
Like 5 seasons.
And Michael J. Fox, what's so great about him on the show is he was able to elevate what was kind of generic scripts, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has a way of reading lines of dialogue that he knows how to make it funny.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so I mention this because there's concrete proof. You can look at this show because he left it because of his sickness.
Okay.
And Charlie Sheen replaced it.
Yeah, I remember that. And although I didn't watch it.
Yeah, so now you can go back and watch Michael J. Fox doing the bad scripts. And then you can watch Charlie Sheen reading similarly bad scripts.
Gotcha.
And it's really noticeable Michael J. Fox can make it funny.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie Sheen couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a different quality of acting.
Definitely. And I'm not Charlie Sheen is good in some things, but I don't know. Just never found any of his shows funny that he was on.
Yeah.
He brings a different tone, I think. It is. You know, to the comedy.
It's a different tone.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be the right character. Like, yeah. I didn't watch 2.5 Men, but I'm assuming that character is like his wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm. I never ever found that show funny.
Me either.
Yeah.
Never. But your dad loved that show. Your mom loved that show.
Yeah,
and I watched all the time. Yeah. I never ever found that show funny.
And I watched it a few times. He just he plays that kind of douchey character, you know? That's mm-hmm. kind of the tone he brings to it.
A Johnny Lawrence type.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kinda sorta. Yeah.
Douchebag.
Wow.
I didn't say it. You said it.
So Michael J. Fox doesn't retire from acting. He just, after Spin City, steps back a bit. Starts doing a lot of voice work. You might remember mm-hmm. him as Stuart Little.
Mm-hmm. The Mouse movie.
Yeah.
They did 3 of those.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Melly Mel's must have seen those
because she had young kids. Yes. We watched Stuart Little, Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
Ask me about any of those little kid shows, Teletubbies. We'll talk about it. I watched it.
Well, just Stuart Little. Yeah.
So let's not get crazy. We only got a half hour.
So you like Stuart Little?
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Great.
So Michael J. Fox does make television appearances. He was on Boston Legal as a lawyer. He did Rescue Me for a few episodes where he played a bit of a douche himself. Mm-hmm. Kind of his first douchey role.
Mm-hmm.
He was a guy paralyzed from the waist down. So okay. He was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he had like a real bad attitude about it. Kind of a jerk.
Mm-hmm. Never watched that show, Boston Legal.
No?
Nope.
No.
Boston Legal starred James Spader and William Shatner and is actually pretty darn funny for a hour-long legal drama. It's funny.
May have to go back and watch that.
Shatner is great as Denny Crane.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I remember his name is the character because he said it constantly. It was part of his shtick. He would, like, leave the room saying, Denny Crane. People would remember who he was.
I like it. Good Although show. William Shatner really didn't ever do anything that was really bad.
No.
No.
Even his commercials are great.
Yeah. His CD? Did you buy his music?
I never knew he did a CD. He did a CD?
He did a CD with Ben Folds. It's great.
Check it out.
Yeah.
I'll get you a copy.
Yeah. I'm sure we get that with our Amazon Prime music that we pay $99.99 a month for, or, you know,
mm-hmm, Apple Music that we pay
$16.99 a month for. Or
one of those services.
Oh, I bet you it is on there.
Bet you could find it.
Yeah, I know Bruce Willis is on both of them.
Yeah.
Oh.
The whole catalog's on Apple Music.
It's one CD, right?
It's more music than we thought it was.
How many?
He has at least 3 CDs on there right now.
Come on.
Yep.
All done from years ago? Or
from years ago. Yeah.
Wow.
Before the show is over, we will pull it up and I will count how many songs there are.
Well, there's not a lot going on right now.
Well, are we done with Michael J. Fox?
No.
No.
Oh, I was going to say, there's more.
Did anyone watch Rescue Me besides myself?
No.
No.
That was a Dennis Leary show about firefighters post 9/11 in New York. Mm-hmm. A really good drama with a lot of comedy as well. Mm-hmm. That's a show people should discover on streaming because it's really good.
Okay, folks. Bruce Willis has 1, 2. He has 3 CDs on Apple Music.
Let's get some titles.
He has
Bruno, right? Bruno.
One called An Impatient.
Okay.
He has one called If It Don't Kill You, mm-hmm. And then he has The Return of Bruno. Mm.
Okay. Do you recognize any songs? Like, did he do, like, some cover songs, or are they all originals?
He has, on his second CD released in 1989, he has 12 songs totaling 47 minutes of playtime. And on his last album, he has... From 2018.
Wait a minute.
Oh, recent.
He came out with a CD.
He's doing it under a different name, though.
Wait, what?
Yeah. An Impatient Remix. 2018, hip hop rap. This can't be Bruce Willis.
I think there's something wrong there.
But it's under Bruce Willis's name.
Maybe it was a rapper named Bruce Willis.
Or maybe they called one of their songs Bruce Willis.
Or maybe that.
Maybe it's possible.
Yeah.
But did you know that similar artists that pop up? Kevin Costner, Don Johnson, and Steven Seagal has an album.
Okay.
I don't know what's worse about that for Bruce Willis, that he's being compared to Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal has 2 CDs out, by the way.
Could you play a sample?
He has songs from a Crystal Cave.
Can you do a 30-second sample?
Yeah. This one is called Songs from the Crystal Cave by Steven Seagal. It's a blues.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blues CD. Sure.
Oh.
Why wouldn't it be?
He has a couple that are starred because they've been played more than twice.
Okay.
This one is called Girl, It's All Right.
That's not him.
And I will tell you, that is definitely Steven Seagal on the cover of the album.
Oh, no, I know that, but that wasn't him singing.
Maybe he's further into it. Yeah.
All right, we'll go.
I think that might be him.
That's him.
That's him.
Yeah.
He's definitely doing some collab with somebody. All I can picture him right now is doing this in the background. So, folks, if you act now, we'll show you how to download that for probably, hopefully, free.
It sounded like 4 different songs going on at once.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty funny.
So Michael J. Fox was also on The Good Wife. which is now called The Good Fight, and he still appears on it occasionally.
Yeah. He's definitely looking a lot older now, too.
Yeah.
A lot older, and, you know, his disease is obviously becomes a part of every character he plays. This is him on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, he doesn't look bad there.
So this was, he was on, I think, a couple episodes playing himself because, you know, it's Curb Your Enthusiasm. So Larry David was in New York City for a season, and Michael J. Fox was his upstairs neighbor. And Larry was complaining about all the stomping and noises going on. So they had kind of a little feud going on.
I was going to say, isn't that Larry David that was in that scene?
Yeah. So that's, if you watch the show, Larry David always makes that face. We're starting to discern if someone's lying or telling the truth. This is Michael J. Fox returning the look. And if you're listening on iTunes, you just have to picture
it. Yeah, just picture Larry David and Michael J. Fox making a face at each other.
So then in 2014, he returned to NBC with a sitcom called The Michael J. Fox Show.
Really?
And, Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd showed up again.
Hey.
How about that?
Doesn't look like he aged a day.
I know. He looks like he's not aged since Back to the Future. I swear.
I think that what helped is he was playing older than he was probably in Back to the Future. And now he's, well, he's older.
Yeah. And he doesn't look like he's aged.
Anyone watch The Michael J. Fox Show?
No. When was that?
2014.
Okay.
Oh, you had kids.
Yeah,
I did. I did have kids.
I was busy working.
Yeah.
Trying to raise a family.
Yeah. James was busy working lots of hours. Let's see. Our kids were, our kids were 15 and 12-ish. Yeah.
And busy. There was a lot of TV watching going on
there. There was, but it was, you know, Phineas and Ferb, you know.
SpongeBob.
iCarly, SpongeBob.
When they were 15 and 12?
Yeah, they still watched it for a while. All those Disney shows sucked them in. Or then they were watching stuff on the internet. I don't know. We weren't. I was going to school and working and teaching.
Yeah.
James was working.
Working.
I see.
Sorry, there's like big holes in my TV watching. Anyway.
Yeah, so basically Michael J. Fox is now officially retired from acting. Mm-hmm. He retired last year. Still does some voice work. He does a lot of animated shows, movies. But done with acting.
Yeah.
So what do you think of his career? Sum it up, Jim Deasy.
Cut short too soon.
Yeah.
He would have been probably the next big like Harrison Ford type character. I could see it.
Well, I think he definitely would have had a much longer run on television. He was a great TV actor. I don't know movies. His movie career had already kind of fizzled, but
yeah,
you never know.
Hey, with the Netflix revolution going on right now, he could have been doing 100 made for TV movies like Bruce Willis and all those guys.
It always comes back to Bruce Willis.
It does, man.
So the other day, my boss asked this question: what actor would you put on Mount Rushmore? What would you guys pick if you could pick an actor to put on Mount Rushmore? Would it be Bruce Willis, James?
No. On Mount Rushmore? Whew. Because you got to think, are we just going just off actor credentials? Actress credentials?
It could be an act, because actresses are also called actors. So it could be female or male.
Are we going just on the screen, or are we going to go directing, producing, and all that or stuff?
Subjective. There weren't any other details. Tom Hanks?
So usually Mount Rushmore is four.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm going to go Tom Hanks. This may not be a fan favorite, but I'm going to have to say, You kind of got to look at Mel Gibson on some of this because the guy's done a lot.
Wait a minute.
Outside producing, though, other than his, you know.
Let's pause for a second. Before you say Bill Cosby, let's think this over.
I would never say that one.
Let's think about what you're saying.
Let's go by acting and not count producing and directing.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm still going to go Tom Hanks is my first choice.
Okay.
Number two. Mm-hmm. Man,
Robin Williams.
Don't say Kevin Spacey.
No, I never liked that guy anyway. That was before all this crap came out. I never liked that guy. Let's go to Melly Mel's for that one. Go ahead, Mel. I gotta think of mine.
Oh, I said I picked Robin Williams.
But you get four. Mount Rushmore is four people.
I know, but we were just picking one. So if I had to pick somebody else. So you said Tom Hanks, Robin Williams. I thought about Chevy Chase for a minute.
Okay.
Then I was like trying to think of a woman. And I was having a hard time picking somebody. And I'm trying to remember. Somebody said one and I was like, yeah, that one's a good one.
Where did this discussion come up?
So it was just like one of an icebreaker at the beginning of a staff meeting.
Ah, okay.
You know, an online staff meeting. So just.
I see.
You'd have to go. Something I'd have to fun. Go Alec Baldwin.
Ooh, okay.
Wow.
The guy's done every kind of character you can think of in a movie.
Harrison Ford. Oh, did you say that?
I was going to say Harrison Ford because he's...
Harrison Ford.
How can you not say Harrison Ford?
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman. But then I'd have to go... There's a list of... This would be a tough one because...
You're going to... There would be a list of females too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Meryl Streep was
Sigourney
one.
Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
Kind of got into that whole dark female leader character in Alien.
Yeah. It's tough. It's a tough one.
This is another podcast episode coming up.
It took me a while to like figure out. I was really torn between who I was going
to
choose.
Sylvester Stallone has to be on the Mount Rushmore movies. I mean, my God, he defined pretty much the 80s.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I put Arnold up there too, but.
What about Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis.
Bruce is there. I think Bruce would be my guy that I would have on, like, the picture on the bow tie of Sylvester Stallone's head up there.
So represented, but not recognized.
Listen, other than if you take Die Hard away from Bruce Willis, what does he have?
A lot.
But Die Hard is his claim to fame.
He's done a lot more than Die Hard.
Yeah. I mean,
we can cut him down for the last 30 movies he's done last week that went straight to video. But
but I mean, Bruce Willis has done every movie under the sun too. So, I mean, I don't know. If I'm going to put Bruce Willis and Harrison Ford and all those guys, I still think they're all joking aside, level playing field. They're all right there. They're right in a line.
That's like it was a hard choice.
And do you know what's funny is you just named the cast of Expendables 3. If you included Wesley Snipes, you'd have.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, Wesley's no sidekick in any of these movies either. The guy's had his, successful franchises and he.
Yeah.
You know, fought the government and lost.
Yeah. So let's narrow it down. Because you named about 16 people.
I'm definitely going to go Tom Hanks.
Yep.
Harrison Ford.
Yep.
Stallone.
Yep.
I want to say Morgan Freeman, but I also want to say at the same time, I want to say Sigourney Weaver too. If we're going to go feet, let's go. All right, let's go four males first. Tom Hanks.
Yep.
Yep.
Harrison Ford.
Uh-huh.
Stallone.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman. Okay. Then for my female list, I'm going Sigourney Weaver. Mm-hmm. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Because you have to. She beat Michael Myers. Mm-hmm. That's a given. and a huge franchise. I mean, Annette Bening's been in. But what's the other? What's that one lady? I can't remember her actress's name now. She's in like a ton of movies, too. I'm forgetting somebody. But I would have to say maybe like your. Who's your actress you used to like all the time? She was in a ton of movies we used to watch.
Reese Witherspoon.
You go Reese Witherspoon. But at that point, you could kind of go with Matthew Broderick's wife.
Drew Barrymore.
With Drew Barrymore. She's a classic. I would probably go Drew Barrymore, too. She's been in just about every movie. But then where's Adam Sandler fall into place?
Oh, it's so hard.
Wait a minute. Were you actually considering Adam Sandler?
I would if it was a comedy kind of a role. But it, as far as major box offices, he's not on my list at all. But if we start
this is getting very confusing.
I almost feel like there needs to be a pie chart or a graph up on the thing. We need to break it down into subcategories.
Yeah, I think we need to do, you know how you guys did the offices? The sitcoms? I think we need to do another bracket for March Madness. Actors. Let's do an actor one.
All right. We'll do an actor bracket to determine the top four actors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or the top one. Right? Oh, is March Madness goes down to one, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, so you could have, like, the categories. You could have, like, comedy, drama. I don't know. You could separate it out. Or we could just put it all in one.
Adam Sandler.
Just throwing it out.
Where did that come from?
It's because he loves the movie Grown Ups. I'm surprised you weren't like Kevin Hart, Kevin James. Yeah.
Yeah, but Kevin James doesn't really have a lot of. Well, I mean, he's got some movies under his belt, but he's not a box office smash when they come out either.
I almost said in the media, I almost said Donnie Wahlberg just to be funny. Because people know that I like Nicholas Hoult. But I did not because I didn't.
You do know he was in the Scream franchise, right?
I do. Yeah. That's why I almost
saw it the other day and I saw him get killed.
I almost chose him.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Anyway.
All right. So I guess that's enough Michael J. Fox.
Yeah. I guess we're done talking Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
All right. So it's time for Baloney Nation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is the time where we get to hear what our Baloney Nation thinks.
Right.
585-484-1770. You can call us, leave a voicemail.
Text.
Send a text. Or you can comment on social media.
Yeah.
Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and we'll read comments like this from the Tour of Elmira episode. This guy is a joke, making fun of a place that I lived. If you don't know how things are there, should keep your mouth shut. Signed, Lynn Ryan.
Oh, man.
I think that's for you, Jim.
Apparently.
I'm just going to say, apparently this person's never actually got out of their house and saw Elmira.
Wow.
Lynn Ryan.
Hey.
Get out of your house once in a while. Just drive down the street. You can see everything we saw.
Jim, how about a comment? How long did you live in Elmira?
My entire life.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Pretty much until I left.
Yeah.
Same here.
Give or take 37 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, about 37 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you understand what's going on.
Yeah. You see the steady decline every day. It's gotten no better. And anything that's building or moving in is moving out of Elmira and going someplace else.
So I thought what we would do for fun, say what's good about Elmira. Let's give them props. What is good about Elmira, Jim Deasy?
The bridge that's been closed for way too long is supposed to reopen. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's not good about Elmira.
You got to think about it.
Hang on. It'll come to me.
Molly Mills, you lived in Elmira for a long time.
I did. What's good about Elmira? Well, I will say that the housing is fairly inexpensive.
Okay. Not exactly a crowd.
Okay, wait.
Have you tried to buy a house in Elmira at all lately?
Wait. Let's see. Oh, boy. Pudgy's Pizza.
That's where I was going. That was my number one. Yeah.
Pudgy's Pizza.
Home of Pudgy's.
Pudgy's on the south side is expanding.
Okay.
And they're making it more user-friendly as well, going in and out. And the place looks phenomenal. And they have all the Pudgy's swag in the world you can think of. Mm-hmm. Still sell their world-famous wings and pizza.
There you go.
There
you go.
All right.
Positive Elmira right there.
That's what we got.
Pudgy's Pizza.
Pudgy's Pizza.
And probably go to the Horseheads location as it was.
No, you can't get over the bridge anyway to get to the one of the South Sykes. It's still closed.
Yeah, the bridges are... I was a little bit upset about the
bridges.
When
the news spends 90% of their story talking about all the bridge closures in Elmira, and that, oh, hey, good news, the bridge may reopen next week.
Yeah.
It's been closed for 8 months. I don't know how long it's been closed, but so it's been closed a long time.
If you're somebody that does not have a vehicle, trying to get across the bridge, you have to walk a long ways to get across the bridge. And somebody literally died walking over the Clement Center Bridge because there's no other place for them to walk.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's
messed up.
And messed up. Right. And I think we talked about in the video, besides going to the gravesite of Mark Twain and kind of desecrating it, we also talked about that sign, that Welcome to Elmira sign.
Yes.
Has that been fixed yet?
No.
So there's still like a half sticker.
Last time we drove by there, which was fairly recent, there was still a piece of stuff hanging on there.
Was that when they did the Jeanine?
Judge Jeanine Pirro sticker over the face of Brian Williams.
Yeah.
On the Welcome to Elmira sign. It's still there.
Yeah. Eileen Collins.
Eileen Collins is also on the sign. Yes.
Do their marketing. Yeah. Eileen Collins.
What I would like them to do is ask everybody that's up on that billboard, would you ever come back to Elmira and stay here? The answer, folks, is very obvious. No.
Remember there used to be that sign in the window of the one building? It was like Elmira, a great place to live. And it was like a drawing of Mark Twain, like holding the sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sign's not there anymore.
Either. Yeah.
Yeah, probably not.
All right, we got another question. If you had to choose, which would you rather go to, Applebee's or Chili's?
Go ahead, Melly Mels.
I choose Chili's.
Wow. Chili's. Jim?
I'm going to go with Melly Mels on this one. I'm going to go with Chili's.
Okay.
And I'm only going to say one thing.
Yeah.
Cleanliness.
Cleanliness?
Cleanliness.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I wasn't thinking that, but.
All right. Are we talking the Elmira Applebee's or any Applebee's?
Well, so far in general, I'm going to say I still like Chili's menu better.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I have always, every time I've gone to a Chili's, they've always been a lot cleaner than going to an Applebee's. Just saying.
All right. You like the menu better. What do you like at Chili's?
What did I get the last time? They do my rice the way I like it. They make a rice chicken something or other there.
I'm getting hungry for Chili's now that we're talking
about
it.
Pretty dang special.
Wow.
I think, I don't know what you get, but I think it's Fiesta lime chicken, maybe.
Maybe
it's
that's
chicken,
it.
And it's got a mango chili chicken. It's got mangoes on it.
Should we pull up the menu?
And then they have this Mexican street corn, which is really, really yummy.
Yeah, I like corn. I'm a corn guy. I like chicken.
Rawr.
Shout out to the Butch Band.
So I was shocked. I thought for sure this would be Applebee's because we used to go to Applebee's all the time. Yeah.
And I like Applebee's, their chicken tender baskets, like kind of like my go-to when I go there.
Yeah.
But they've kind of slimmed down their menu a little bit, quite a bit. But I don't know, man. I just, something about Applebee's when I go there, I just don't feel like I'm, don't feel loved.
You don't feel loved. Applebee's.
Wow. All right. Mm-hmm. Chili's, the clear-cut winner.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Joe? Where do you want to go?
Applebee's.
You like Applebee's?
Yeah. They have grilled chicken and broccoli. It's a,
That sounds good, too.
Way overpriced, but pretty good.
Yeah.
Festine broccoli, I'm going to tell you right now. Jelly beans, Corning, New York.
Yeah, it's
jelly Nobody beans. Does it better.
Wow.
Nobody.
That's a great restaurant.
Not even close.
Restaurant reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So I only knew them for their breakfast. I didn't know they have a nice dinner.
Do a deep fried fish haddock or fish fry with fries and steamed broccoli. And I always get the double steamed broccoli that is to die for.
Wow. Fabulous. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's good about Elmira? Libs.
Oh, yes. Hey, you found something.
I know.
See? We knew we were going to be there.
So Pudgies and Libs.
Pudgies and Libs.
Yeah.
All right. That's a Libs Diner Club, right?
Is that the official? Chicken piccata all the way. It's very yummy.
Yeah.
Right. I was just thinking about it because we were just talking about it on the way up.
What have we been watching lately? Well, we know Melly Mel's isn't watching anything because she's super busy and has kids and dogs and cats.
Well, let me just tell you.
She's working on her ninth doctorate degree.
I watched a lot of TikTok, guys. Okay.
The old TikTok.
No, I will tell you, there's a big scandal on Sister Wives. That's what I've been. The one show that I watch is Sister Wives. And one
that
of
Cody.
Them.
That Cody. He's Cody, out there.
He's a jerk. One of them left him. She left him like a, he likes to cut him off from the old intimacy. And
don't cut off the intimacy, folks.
Yep.
He's got five wives.
Four.
Four. He can stand to lose a couple.
Well, he doesn't have one anymore. He's cut off two of them now. They're cut off from
what does the that, intimate. What does that mean? Cut off?
Cut off from the intimate parts of their marriage, shall we say.
But they're still married.
Technically. Well, no, the one left him. She's divorced now. So now they finished the last season that they did. She actually left. And so now they're doing like a tell-all. So every week they're doing a couple episodes. I think three episodes of this tell-all. Anyway, one of them left. Christine, go Christine, if you're watching.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sure she's watching us right now with her special TV contract.
I'm just proud of her. So, yeah, so he likes to use the cutting him off as a tool in his tool belt. Anyway.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I've been watching. I'm sure no one else can relate.
Jim? I don't know. I've been scouring through some of these Netflix Netflix shows that are, you know, all these shows that are being imported from other countries. They're like dubbed in, but I'm actually starting to like some of them.
Squid Game.
I've checked out Squid Game, but I did the one with I think I started talking about it last week where the zombie takes over the school and stuff like that. But I've been kind of getting into some of those, and there was one that I just started watching. Crap, I can't remember all of them now, but I did go back through and start watching what I showed you the other night. Is it Family Ties or something? Going back to the original season?
Yeah, he was watching Family Ties. And actually, I forgot. I've been watching more TV than I admitted.
Oh, wait a minute.
Why nor viewers?
Third confession of the show.
I know, confession. Yep, I told you there was gonna be three. Just call this Melly Mel's confession episode. No, I actually started listening to a new podcast called Welcome to Our Show. It's Zooey Deschanel. And they're talking about New Girl. And so I went back and watched the episodes that they were talking about on the show.
And when Mel watches them, I have to watch them.
Yeah.
So, Jim, do you like New Girl?
It's a fun show. It's a funny show.
Yeah.
I have nothing bad to say about the show. I think it's pretty funny. It's got a, it kind of has an edgier Friends vibe to it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's like Friends, but not so tight scripted where they, you know, these guys say whatever they pretty much want to say because it's on Netflix.
Well, it was on Fox.
Oh, yeah. It was a Fox show.
It was a Fox show.
Correct me then.
Yeah.
I actually watched the first couple of seasons when it was on.
I like it. It's a funny show. Yeah. I was actually laughing watching it.
Zoe's pretty good.
Yeah.
She is. Did you guys know that?
She does music.
She does.
She has a group called She and Him.
Hmm. She's also in a relationship with one of the Property Brothers.
Oh. That
Jonathan.
I'm done watching the show now.
Yeah, that kind of spoiled it.
Jonathan or what his brother's name is. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever one. She's with him.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
And The Office reruns. I always watch that too. That's my other one.
All right.
Because I listen to Office Ladies.
Way to end the show on a downer.
Yeah.
Do you guys don't like the Property Brothers?
We gotta go.
No, no one does.
Yeah, we're done.
Nobody does.
Show's over.
Yep. Oh my goodness.
Bag it for this week.
Well, guys, it was nice during my time with you to be on the show. I won't be on it anymore. They won't invite me back. So I hope you enjoyed our banter.
Yep. Yep.
Sorry.
Cut.
Yeah. Cut. Print wrap. We're done. See you next week.
Yep.